Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Go to talk some Badger basketball as they get ready to take on the Oregon Ducks with our guy John McNamara of Rivals.com joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Hey, Mac.
How you guys doing today?
Fantastic, dude. As we look at a five-seeded Wisconsin team going up against the Ducks, it's tough to necessarily gauge this game, John, for me, because I don't know exactly what winning the Pac-12 tournament means for the Ducks, although the only thing that I do know it means is that they've won eight straight games.
Right. And you mentioned the Pac-12 tournament, and that's not a, you know, particularly difficult conference, you know, in comparison to a league like the Big Ten. But, you know, Oregon's playing its best basketball right now. They're on the winning streak that they're on. And, you know, nationally, this is a really popular pick to have, you know, Oregon beating Wisconsin. And, for much of this week, I kind of tended to agree with that. And, you know, I think the line right now is Wisconsin favored by one, or it may even be less than that. But I think nationally it's a popular pick to have Oregon because they're playing so well right now. And, you know, Wisconsin's not necessarily struggling. You know, obviously they beat Nebraska in the Big Ten tournament and struggled against Michigan State, but they're certainly not playing their best basketball at this point.
And Michigan State is struggling against Bradley currently.
Right, yeah.
For me, we talked about this yesterday and the day before as far as that Wisconsin-Oregon matchup, and I thought, you know, base play, so forth, maybe Wisconsin will be okay in this matchup. You start looking at Oregon's roster, man. They are tall. They are long. And that's with Al Bulbul being in there. They're still long. That's a problem because it's not like the Badgers have the most quick guys in the whole wide world anyhow to start with. That is my concern for this matchup, just how long they are. And they play pretty solid defense.
They do. And, you know, if Wisconsin does have a strength this year, it's on that defensive end. You know, they've been really good on that side of the ball. You know, it's been offensively where they've struggled. They've been really inconsistent. But, you know, you talked about the length and, you know, Wisconsin's backcourt of Demetri Trice and Brad Davison. You know, those guys are, you know, 6'2", 6'3". So, you know, they could struggle with Oregon's length there, definitely. And then, you know, you look at the point guard there for Oregon, Peyton Pritchard. He was a guy that Wisconsin recruited really heavily. And there was a lot of people who thought that had Bo Ryan – you know, announced his replacement and kind of solidified Greg Gard as the coach in that 2016 class, that Peyton Pritchard would have ended up at Wisconsin. He was probably their top target at point guard in that class.
So you also look at, and I don't know what you got, do you do brackets?
Oh, yeah, of course.
You do? Well, so I have Wisconsin losing in the first round. You just talked about that. I mean, I just don't see how because they just – shooting, if they can make it ugly, then that's the only way they can win. But if you're just looking at talent for talent, there's no way that Wisconsin should be winning this game.
Right. Like I said, you know, it's a really popular national pick to have Oregon and over Wisconsin. I think there's certainly a lot of substance to that.
Talking with John McNamara here on the Wendy's Big Show, joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. John, when you're a veteran team, though, as the Badgers are, and a very, very smart basketball team, going up against that zone for Oregon, I think that is something that Badger fans should feel good about, is that if you're going up against a zone, you want a team with a distributor like Happ who can be in the middle of it, and really it just comes down to being able to knock down those open shots that you weren't able to do against Michigan State.
Right. You know, I think I mentioned Wisconsin struggled against Michigan State. You know, sure, they had opportunities in that game. You know, they missed a number of shots with Happ around the rim and, you know, the outside shooting, but you know, you talk about the zone defense, and, you know, Wisconsin's going to have to shoot the ball well. But if you look in that backcourt that we talked about with Trice and Davison, you know, both those guys, I think, in the last 10 or 11 games are shooting below 30% from the field. So if they're going to get those open looks, which they, you know, likely will against Oregon, they've got to be able to knock them down if they want to win this ball game.
Just how good really was the Big Ten this year? Are we about to find out with how well they do in the tournament, or do you not correlate one with the other?
You know, it's tough. If the Big Ten stubs its toe today, do you think that, you know, the eight teams that they got in were less deserving? I do think it's a strong league. You know, I think Michigan State, you know, before today, they're a team I thought could make a really deep run. Obviously, they're playing a tight game with Belmont right now. I'm sorry, Bradley right now. But yeah, I think it is a tough league, kind of top to bottom. Obviously, the lowest of that league is not great with Northwestern and Penn State, but you know the top is pretty good and the middle is good too. And you know, for a team like Wisconsin to win 14, 15 Big Ten games this year, I think is a big deal. Even though right now we're talking about them potentially losing in the first round of the NCAA tournament.
This is why I love having you on, because obviously you guys are a part of the Rivals Network with BadgerBlitz.com. I want to get your thoughts on this. I was thinking about this this morning. I tend to believe they recruit better in the Big Ten in football than they do in basketball. That's what it appears to me. Do you agree with that or no?
I would, yeah, because you have, you know, two programs for sure in Ohio State and Michigan that recruit at a really high level, and Penn State is right there as well.
Yep.
And that's for football. And then, you know, Wisconsin recruits well, and there's a handful of other schools that are kind of in the middle there. If you look at, you know, the Big Ten conference in basketball, you know, Michigan State recruits at a really high level, and then Michigan does too as well. But, you know, there's not those big blue blood, you know, quote-unquote teams that are in the Big Ten conference. I guess you can make a point for Michigan State, but I think recruiting, like you mentioned, is probably a tick or two higher in football in comparison to basketball.
John, as you look at how the Badgers will be able to stack up with the rest of their region, they get out of the game against Oregon and they get into the Sweet 16. What do you look at a matchup, and it would be a rematch of a game played earlier this year in one of those preseason tournaments, Wisconsin against Virginia? It seems like two styles that really would mesh very well together for the Badgers to possibly get to the round of eights.
Yeah, you know, if they get through Oregon on Friday, you know, you're likely looking at Kansas State, and that's a good Kansas State team. It's a veteran team, so that would be another tough game for Wisconsin. And then, like you mentioned, you know, likely matching up against Virginia, and you know, obviously those two teams played at the start of the year, and that was maybe when Wisconsin was playing its best basketball, and they played Virginia real tough, and obviously Virginia the one seed. If you get there, that's just another tough game that you have to play. I can't see them getting through this weekend and then getting through a team like Virginia. I don't know if they can put that many games together because of how inconsistent they've been down the stretch, specifically on the offensive end of the court.
Well, that being said, how far do you have the Badgers and Golden Eagles going, John?
I have both teams losing in their first round games in the majority of the brackets that I filled out.
Majority? Wait. Did you say the majority of the brackets you filled out?
Yeah, I really love NCAA basketball, and the tournament is as good as it gets for me. So I'm dialed in. This is as good as it gets in terms of sports.
How many brackets you filled out?
Usually I'll put four or five in.
Four or five.
Okay. I think this year I have five.
Five.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And all different endings.
Usually, yeah. I mean, I kind of go, you know, one is usually your kind of crazy one where you go and you throw a bunch of upsets. And then, you know, a couple that I've been doing since high school. So, you know, it's the same group of guys. So, yeah, I definitely enjoy doing it.
That's John McNamara joining us from the Rivals Network, BadgerBlitz.com. John, we appreciate the time, man. And if you are wrong, which I definitely do hope you are, we'll talk to you next week before the Badgers if they are in the round of 16s.
All right, guys. That sounds great.
John McNamara joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, as all of our guests do here on the Wendy's Big Show. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common-sense lending to your community since 1935.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.